Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's really good? It's me, Yvonne, the music bully with Solo Flows. All the way from UK to the Bay, representing the LGBTunderground.com. All day, every day, you done know.
They call me a bully, you think my star sign was a Taurus. Giving you hooks, chorus, wrapping up bundles of flowers, glorious. I'm major, your minor, Morris. Too much double cup, chucking up, got Norris. Ignore this, red pills, running, going nowhere. Check pills, I'm chilling, tranquil. If I don't make you wet, tranquil. Think I take liberties, now you know how skanks feel. Bitch, chill, get off my dick, it's not real. Plastic, yeah, dramatic, got it twisted, torsionist. Kill you before you blink, an abortionist. Swing you around this room by your pony, tell you type of real, what's pony real? Still trying to get a Sony seal. Stars over here, I'm the real deal. I ain't fighting a holy film. Evangelist, half Jamaican and Irish. That's right, black and white, call me kiss. Sticking out my tongue like this, bitch. Mind your business, you got the nerve to dust with your mistress. Don't miss this. The action I'm packing, got the girls' arms clapping, attracting, they crowd around us. Surround downtown, ladies wanna get down, spend pounds, just might spend a night at our house. With no couch, only a bed to lay down, now get your head down. I'm taking your wife's girlfriends, your whores and mistresses. Hoes, anybody who's rocking the body with his tits, too big, that I mind as long as they're real ones.
Yeah. It is Solo Flows, the scholarly street rat, and Yvonne, the music bully.
Where's Solo Flows?
Where
you at?
Here we go.
Let them know.
Who left the faucet on? Cause I'm flowing. Caught it from Yvonne and I'm going. Now pardon me while I hit these streets, cause you best believe that I'm going. Calibrate if you wonder out loud. Hit me just like thunder, go pow. Nigga, I see down under, she smiles. UK to the Bay, hey, what now? Ha! Let's stick 'em up, stick 'em up. And in the end, I don't give a fuck. See, it's a queer track bump that you know you can't help. Can't help yourself, be yourself, why you be yourself? It's cause you gon' nail it, and we gon' sell it. Care less what you say, baby boy, go crazy. And we in this bitch knee deep. And when we take it out, we gon' keep peace. All around the world, it's the same OG. A-S-E-Y, this is easy to speak. Read between the lines, but you still won't see. Cause you're blind to the fact that you can't see me. I got the helicopter kind of flow.
Yes, sir.
You're deaf and dumb, even know. So, I'ma keep rocking, you can keep jocking. Gotta keep talking, why they ain't watching? Why you say you blocking when you know you ain't stopping? And you best stop talking before you start shouting. Cause all these closed mouths do eat.
Fuck up.
We too beef in these Bay Street. See, it's a beach in the Bay, boy. All day, hear what we say, boy. We don't play. Fuck what your man say. Cause you gay. Stop to the leg, girl. And come pay.
We need that right now.
We need those pounds. We need those dollars. We ain't turning down nothing but our collars. LGBT music. This is LGBTunderground.com. SoloFlows.com.
Do your thing.
220 Media, all that.
And we ain't shy.
It's all under the rainbow, a big fat pot of motherfucking gold, fat nuggets. It's how we get down, and we are.
Yo, analog, 31.5.
That's what it is.
L dot.
Okay.
Yeah. I got it. You niggas and they feelings with opinions, sensitive over my decisions, and this is what I give them. No shade, I'm a hovercraft, alien outcast, live lifetimes, the fake won't last. It's all love till it's not though. I ain't about no murder, I let them reincarnate in the compost. Only way out is a reality talk show. Yeah, shit is deep like potholes in Boston. Put the crucified but ain't bearing the cross though. Speaking on the money but ain't sharing the cost though. I seen a nigga sniff a dream up a nostril. But who am I to judge? I'm just the people's apostle. Meanwhile, it's still the LAFA. And that's the third I heard I'm in the King Reggie. And of course, palms touching every time we present. Cause we got the type of aura only seen in heaven. I respect the sixth guy, but I'm about to seven. Out in Vegas on the roof, unapologetic. Heard they looking for the truth, and I'm back, nigga. Like Rihanna on the gram, yeah, it's crack, nigga. They said I shouldn't say that word, cause I'm black, nigga. But that's why I say that word, cause I'm black, nigga. I'm from Oakland, yeah, the West, to be exact, nigga. Soaking up the whole world to bring it back, nigga. I ain't perfect, I learn as I go along. Probably learn a thing or two before I end the song. That's why I do it for my people that be riding for me. Not just looking at my shit inside, I know me. Let's be progressive, get up out your feelings, relax. Stop critiquing my shit, get up and write a new rap. No more excuses that they hate, make them love where you at. Make them love that I'm a woman, make them love that I'm black. Make them love that I'm gay. Make them love it's a fact. It's 31-5, nigga, where your head at?
Man, can I just say, man, I'm putting this up right now as we speak. The devil is a lie, man. Mm-hmm. Can I just say that? We trying to have a great show tonight. We talking about sex, nymphomania, and fatigue. You know? We talking about sex. We got Sunshine live in the building. You know what I'm saying? And the company just don't want to work for us, man. You know what I'm saying? So we had to reach out and touch somebody so that we can make sure that we can touch y'all tonight. So thank you, thank you, thank you for being patient with us. We are on live, man. And thank you and welcome, welcome, welcome to Damn, this should be interesting. And it is interesting indeed. I say that every week because every week it is. So tonight, that's what we're going to talk about. If we got any nymphos out there with some info to let us know how often they got to get it, and if we got some 40 weeks out there, we'll do it next week type motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? If we got some of those out there, the weed slowing down your speed in between the sheets, we want to know. So call in and let us know. While we listen to this LGBTQ music, we also want to announce to y'all that we got a free beat that we're giving away from Maisie F. Right? It's an original beat produced by an LGBTQ artist. You know what I'm saying? Original shit, man. For y'all to come on here and spit, because y'all know we're starting some ciphers real soon. So if you feel like you can flip your tongue like none other, then get on this motherfucking microphone and let them know. Again, I am at Solo Flows.
I'm at 220 Media.
I'm at I Mean.
At the Young Homie Cali Bud 3.
I'm at Dr. J Money.
I'm at Ann Stream.
And that is your DTSBI family, man. So what we want tonight, we want you guys to call in and let us know. You know what I'm saying? Let us know how important the sex is. You know what I'm saying? Do you need it every night? Every morning, noon, and night? Do you always got to hit it? Is that your situation? Because if it is, let us know, man. You know what I'm saying? And if it's on the flip side, and you tired, you know what I'm saying? Like, it ain't that I don't love you. I ain't putting nothing above you. I'm just tired. I need to count some sheep tonight. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, because you can run a fine line with that, right? Because you don't want your woman to think you ain't interested.
What?
You know what I'm saying? You don't want her self-esteem to go down. You know what I'm saying? Your damn show don't want her to think you're going somewhere else. You go out to the start your car, sugar in your tank. She done disabled the vehicle and done wrote some shit on the side of the car with a key. You know what I mean? So we need you guys to communicate. Let them know, you know what I'm saying? Hey, maybe you just, you know, spice it up. You know, maybe, you know, have some coffee ready when the homie get home. You know what I'm saying? Even if it's the late shift, you know, have something on drip. So that the homie can stay woke. You know what I'm saying? You know, lay blunts across your cuckoo if you got a pothead. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, put blunts between your booty. Blunts in the booty. Blunts in the booty. Nah, y'all ain't liking that. Y'all don't like I'm just saying. You might.
That's going to bring a whole new meaning to skunk weed.
But you know you're a pothead, too, when you see the arch in the back at the ashtray.
Oh, yeah. Right.
right. It's too bad for you.
Yeah,
it's like, oh, okay.
Like with a stoner.
Yeah. It's like, okay.
Surprises.
These are stoner problems here. Or are they problems? You know what I'm saying? What is going to spice up the bedroom, man? You know what I'm saying? What do you need? You know, what do you need to keep the sex life lively? You know what I'm saying? I don't know if y'all ever heard of lesbian bed death, but it's something that is a term that's very real. Yeah. And they said it happens in a very high number of lesbian relationships. I don't know. I guess the coochie died. I don't know. You know, lesbian bed death, that's what it makes me think of. Like, the coochie just dropped dead. I don't know, man. You know what I'm saying? We're going to have Sunshine on the line. Maybe Sunshine can give y'all a few answers if y'all going to call in with some questions. You know what I mean? We're going to get into a little bit more music, and then we're going to get into Dr. J's Word of the Day, some Cali Entertainment Report. You know what I'm saying? We're going to get right into it, and we're going to have a bomb-ass interview. Ha-ha. We need an info to call us and give us some info. Let's go. They ready? 3:30. Let's go.
3:30. DC, MD, VA, whatever. TA,
look.
Yeah. Put a lot of money up on this. My return better be worth it. Y'all know she OCD with the clothes and the beat, so the verse won't be perfect. Now I have not had a 9-to-5 since Foxy had all 5 cents. There's no pension, a benefit package. But anyway, you ask, won't tell you that my ass is working. Yeah, Mike, I'm 1/3 of the first thing. Got up and swirling and turned up in Harrisburg City where mommy and daddy got married, got busy. But Miss Terry, then they burst me. Lord have mercy, speak me 0.2. I'm on the scene now, where the kinks out. But y'all niggas weren't ready for the first me. You need to be very afraid. The preacher said he's in the end of the days. I said, okay, I'ma hang out and make some noise. Like the bees at the end of the braids. I think I'm Rick James. White girl with me with a thick frame and that chick thing. Now I'm thinking she might be Puerto Rican, cause baby girl had like 6 names. Been ready since like 08, no radio rotation. My homie told me to stop that he got that doctorate with no patience. Wait, one, goddamn minimum in the game now. Winning is an object, isn't it? I've been ready since your mom puts the life on a thumb, said it's something on your face. In exchange of bodily fluids, like scholarly institutions do they promise in college students. But with me, you probably follow on Twitter, but don't follow back. I'm all over that. Now you look aside and stupid, like, how did she do it?
One for the money, money, two for the show. Three for 3:30, baby, you already know. And I'm ready for whatever, whatever. Okay, okay, I'm ready for whatever.
Disaster. Hey, mama, you are on fire. You in the time cold, and when I'm with you,
Colorado for being so progressive and aggressive when it comes to this marijuana. You know what I mean? We definitely want to shout out Colorado. Personally thinking about relocating the entire family to Colorado. Man.
Hey, weed is the best thing. I don't know who invented the exact combination. You know what I'm saying? But I don't know if y'all seen it, but Colorado, they have, in their KFCs now, they have a weed dispenser, like a vending machine, you know what I'm saying?
Really?
Yeah. So not only can you get weed.
Are we serious right now?
Well, I am dead ass serious. I am dead ass serious. Colorado, for sure, has a weed dispensary right there.
I appreciate them aiming at the black folks on fried chicken.
But you know what? I'm not mad at them, though, because it's like, okay, but it's like, If it wasn't KFC, would you be mad if it was in, like, you know, McDonald's? Or would you be mad if it would be in, like, a high-end restaurant in Colorado?
I'm just, mad because it's
in
KFC.
But shout out to Colorado. And you know what I'm saying? Cali Bud loves Colorado. We think about relocating. Shout out to them.
Shout out to Colorado, man. Shout out to everybody that's able to relax their mind. We having a rough day today, technically, man. You know what I'm saying? It seems like what can't go wrong will go wrong. But we need y'all to rock with us anyway. You know what I'm saying? Stick with us. We thank our damn fans so much, man. Y'all know how we get down. We love doing what we do. You know what I'm saying? Everybody have good days. Everybody have bad days. So what we do, we share our shit with y'all. You know what I'm saying? When we going through it, we not going to just leave y'all hanging and none of that. We going to let y'all know what's going on. You know what I'm saying? To let y'all know that we can't show up right because our shit ain't tight. We have to put up a fight. Yeah, but we it seemed like we put up the fight and we won the fight. You know what I'm saying? We want Sunshine to call in and give us this interview. You know what I'm saying? So if you out there in radio land, Sunshine, the world needs to know about you. Call in and let these people know what's up with Sunshine, man. Dr. J though. Dr. J, though. Man, since this show is about sex, it's about nymphomania. What a freak sex. Can you put that on the Facebook? Where the freaks at, please? Please? I mean, thank you so much. I mean, going to ask y'all a question. What a freak sex, man. You know what I'm saying? Y'all always put pictures up there and titties and booty and talking about what y'all going to do. But we ain't had one freak call yet, man. What a freak sex, man. You know what I'm saying? I know I got homies with music. With the, you know, for the freaks, Belby Tud. I know that Houston crew, they all got, you know, onion booty songs and shit. You know what I'm saying? So, what a freak set. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. You might have to play that kitty or something. I don't know, you know what I mean? It's like, what a freak set. Dr. J, call him out.
All right, y'all. Dr. J Money about to hit y'all with this prescribed poem for y'all. Goes like this. Trying to get you off my mind, thinking about your lips on mine, wanting to kiss them off your face, wanting to know how the other set tastes. I want to feel you squirm. I want you to squirt when I make you come. I want your legs to shake and your body to be weak. I want you to fall fast asleep. I want to satisfy you in every way. I want you to scream my name. I will start at the top, licking and sucking and using my hands, leaving a hot, scorching path to that promised land. I want to feel you squeeze me in between your legs, pushing my head further, gripping my dreads. Just the thought of what my tongue can do is just the beginning as I ease inside of you, taking your pleasure all the way to the max, flipping you over to hit it from the back, gripping that ass and hitting it hard, just letting you know that I'm in charge. For that last round, it's all on you. Your turn to ride. Let me see what you can do. I want you to take control. Show me how the gorgeous one has her fun. Dr. J's prescribed poem of the day.
Did somebody wipe down?
Shout out to Mai Tai.
Man, so there you go, man. You got the fever for the flavor of a diva. That's what, because it's freaks in the building up in the air. You know what I'm saying? We ain't going to even lie. You know what I'm saying? We are freaks of the industry. Shout out to Digital Underground.
Hey.
Straight from Oakland, California, man. You know what I'm saying? I think y'all know something about them freaks of the industry. You know what I'm saying? And I know it's a lot of freaks out there. You know what I'm saying? The nymphos. I know y'all frustrated. Y'all upset. Y'all feel backed up like a toilet stool. You feel like you're being shit on. You need it. All day. All night. Early in the morning, for lunch, dinner, you know what I'm saying? And all the tired ones want to know is, can you skip a meal? Can you go on a diet? You know what I'm saying? And they get a little bit of sleep. You know what I'm saying? But All right, Callie, but what you mean? What you mean? So what you saying? You said you lacking stamina, young player?
Okay. Whoa. Yeah, watch yourself.
Okay, let me just let everybody know that Callie Bud does not lack anything. Let me just keep that real clear, okay? But, you know, I do smoke a lot of marijuana, you know what I'm saying? And I do get in the autopilot mode, as I like to say. Sometimes I get in the autopilot mode. And I like to think I'm a very sexual person. I don't think my sex drive is compromised by my marijuana intake at all. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, other people might think, you know, but because if I was to date somebody that was, you know, maybe a little bit more sexual and wanted all the time, I maybe think about, yeah, nympho.
Okay.
I think that I could run a little faster if I wanted to. But I think when you're in a relationship, especially a long-term relationship, I think life is a marathon. You dig what I'm saying? Why are we running so fast, baby, when we got a lifetime? You dig what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying. You know, you're going to burn my brakes. You know what I'm saying? But it is, though. But that's just my opinion. I just think, you know, we could definitely speed up, you know, from time to time, you know, saying take a little detour, you know, here or there, spice up the life. But don't say that, you know, I'm just slow. You know what I'm saying? Don't just call me slow. You know?
No, I mean Callie.
Okay. Once again, world. You know, Callie Bud is not slow. You know what I'm saying? At all. But you know, like I said, I'm just speaking from a pothead point of view. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes we get caught in autopilot mode. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to everybody that work 40 plus. Shout out to everybody that got any type of business they do it all day, every day, whether it's tired, it don't matter. Shout out to people who get in their cheddar.
Shout out to all the motherfucking nymphos out there that after a long, stressful day, just you want to release without fucking smoking or drinking.
Hello. But I think sometimes you gotta, this dream, y'all, sometimes you gotta compromise for the relationship. So if you got a nympho, maybe some weeks you gotta put in a little extra, but at the same time, you gotta understand. Well, you taking care of your family, you handling business, you running errands and doing shit all day. You come home, you tired, you might not really want to, you know, do all that. You might just want to relax, smoke a joint, and, you know, hug up or something like that. So I feel it 50-50, though. I feel like it's a compromise, and then everybody got to figure out what a compromise. But I'm going to pass the time mean on y'all.
Okay. So, I'm just a little bamboozled here because I haven't heard, all I've heard you guys say is that you're tired after work and you want to come home and relax and smoke a blunt. But what happens when the nympho in the relationship gets tired or, you know, has a stressful day and all their release is sex? Your release is weed. Our release is sex. So you get to have your release, but what does the nympho get every night?
There is got to be a balance. And if you want to have a good relationship, there is got to be a balance. Like I said, we just got to speed up. You know what I'm saying? We just got to speed up.
Ain't no thing but a chicken wing, you know what I'm saying, on the string. You know what I'm talking about?
But you know,
some people might not be able to. Some people might not feel like they, you know, some people don't want to change.
Toys are for?
Hey, you know what? That's what I thought. But you know what? It's kind of, you know, women tell me that it's kind of disconnected. You don't want to get replaced with all toys,
I'll tell
though.
You, why.
You know what I'm saying? I just
kind of wouldn't want to get replaced with all toys.
And some people don't like it when they see that girl masturbating. I'm just saying, you know, it makes them feel inadequate. You know, like they can't handle their business. You know. So, but I just don't understand if that makes you feel inadequate, like you ain't handling your business, then why don't you just go handle your business? That's what I want to know.
Well, you heard it first. Handle your fucking business, everybody. Everybody take a moment. Everybody has to take a moment and retain all the information of it. Handle your fucking business, yo. You know what I'm saying? Or you will get replaced by double and triple A batteries. You dig what I'm talking about?
I don't feel that it's necessarily a replacement, because I can watch you play with your toys and get turned on. And if I wasn't in the mood, then 9 times out of 10, I'm in the mood now. So I might just be able to help you get the job done. And trust me, a toy could never replace what I could do. I'm just saying.
Now, let's talk about a little something different now, too, because it's not everybody smokes, not everybody drinks, you know what I'm saying? So, and people still might be in a relationship with a nympho, and they still, the other person still might be not, you know, up to speed, you know what I'm saying?
I just want to say, Sunshine, if you're listening, go ahead and inbox us your number so that way we can pick you up and, you know, get your interview on. Just in case you're listening, Sunshine, go ahead and hit us on the Facebook.
Make sure you do that. Make sure you do that ASAP.
I want to know, you just said all the people out there that don't smoke or don't drink, you know, and they're still going through these issues with their nympho. Where do those problems happen? I don't see those problems happening at all. Do you see any problems with that?
Well, I mean,
I don't see them going through any of that. I really don't.
Okay, let me explain.
It's called lesbian bed death.
Right.
It's something that they say lesbians go through at a certain point in their relationship.
Yeah.
They stop being interested in each other. You know, actually, guys, that will be a challenge. To look it up. Look up lesbian bed death and figure out what it means. You know what I'm saying? And you can understand. I figure, like, it's like both ways, right? Because people can look at it as a stamina thing, but you have a lot of issues that sometimes stand in the way of sexuality. You have depression. You have people, like, tired is definitely a thing, too. And sometimes the two partners might do something totally different, you know? A person might work all day, a really physical job, and, you know, they might be tired. And they might come home and...
Okay, I have to tell you something that a femme friend of mine told me. And I just have to say it because I need y'all to get it, okay? I need all of y'all to get it. She had told me that she feels like if she was with a dude, if she was with a man... And she wanted to get it, like, any time. All she got to do is hop on, and he's instantly aroused. That's what she told me. So, if you think about it, like, she's with a girl, and she doesn't feel like she's getting it. Like, she can't just hop on it and get it any time. Like, what do you think she's thinking about? Like, really?
Yeah, that may be so for her, but... And you know what I'm saying? That may be so...
I mean, in a lot of cases, too, is what I'm saying.
In a lot of cases, if you're with somebody for a long period of time, yes, in the beginning of a relationship, it might be a moment where everybody's fucking like rabbits and having sex and, you know, randomly, you know what I'm saying? It's always that spark. But, you know, it's always that point in time where people are together and people are, you know, get comfortable and getting comfortable into their routines and getting comfortable to their lifestyle, whatever they do. It's probably not intentional, but it does happen. People get too involved, like I said, get too comfortable with their lifestyle, and sometimes it is very important to try to keep that fire, because it is very important. That's something that's significant in the relationship that keeps somebody with somebody. So that is important to have, though. But that's all it is that sometimes people get in the routine.
But then I agree with Solo. It could be some other stuff going on, some depression or anything. Because then I also know it's been times, like if it's times where I don't feel like doing nothing, but my girl, for some reason, she figure out how to get me the next thing I know, I'm doing something.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it could be, you know, other stuff going on or, you know, some depression, some mental health, some not feeling good, some feeling detached. I don't know. But, yeah, it's I don't know. I guess it's on both partners, though. You got to know how to get that person aroused, and then that person got to be ready to be aroused.
And I think the danger of it is the fact that it can be misconstrued. A woman could take it as that she's not attractive or, you know, and if you – it could plant a seed that would – influence her to look.
Communication is important. You got to be able to talk it out.
Right, but I'm saying, like, sex is not a comfortable topic for a lot of people, and especially if you're not performing well, for you to have a conversation is really loaded. You know, it's kind of like if you have a partner and you have a hygiene issue or something, and you want to be, you know, it's kind of weird like that. You know, it's just like if you think about a guy, right? Can you be like, dude, like, I love you, but your dick is so small. Like, fuck! You know, what can we do to grow it? But you see what I mean? Like, I'm just saying a heterosexual way of, sometimes it's hard. And for women, we have to remember we have a whole other set of emotions. And then I think that we internalize things a lot. We internalize things a lot. And we blame it on us. And then we see it as a self-esteem issue and stuff. So it's a lot of stuff that goes into that. We're going to go into a song, and then we're going to go into Sunshine, man. We got Sunshine on the line, ladies. If y'all got some nymphomania you want to spread around, no. But she got a sexy, sultry voice, though. Y'all might want to sing to y'all one time. Sunshine.
How many listeners? Excuse me. How many listeners that got on SoundCloud?
Oh, that song you just heard, Don't Think About It Too Much by Solo Flows remix.
That
baby.
Right there.
That yeah, that one, we just peaked at over 10,000.
Oh,
yeah, yeah, we just hit over 10,000 on SoundCloud. Yeah, just to let y'all know, y'all need to put that, put your panties down. Pick that up.
Man, y'all heard it, man. That's the cover for our own very own Solo Flows, man. That's some good music, man. That's a great lyricist right there, man. Make sure y'all go check her out on SoundCloud, man, if you already haven't. We already can see y'all already been doing it. So keep doing it, man. We're going to keep lacing some music up, so keep checking her out on SoundCloud. SoundCloud.com/SoloFlows. That's where we're going to do it, man. We thank y'all for listening once again, man. We're going to bring it back, man. We got a hot, hot topic on there. We got Sunshine on the line, man. That's our highlighted artist of the week, man. We going to get her on the line. Sunshine, where you at?
Yo, 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 what's going on? What's up?
Man, Sunshine. Man, it's been rain, bro. It's been rain, bro.
Yeah,
it's been rough over
you.
Here. It's been rough over here. But we got you, man. We glad we was able to connect with you. We was having a lot of technical difficulties uploading music. So what we going to do, we going to make sure that we give our audience your music a little bit later. But I definitely want them to hear from you. I want them to know who you are, man. You know what I'm saying? I love your music. I see your fan base building. You know what I'm saying? And I need you to grab the bae by the horns right now and let them know what's up.
All right. What it is, what it do, everybody out there. Like you said before, I'm the name of something to the shine, two eyes, you already know how it is. you know what I'm saying? Yes, sir. Shut up. Shout out to the Cali Movement, man. Shout out to Damn Radio, yo. And just thank you for the opportunity. Straight up, like I say, shout out to J.A. Kingston, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Florida, you already know. I guess if y'all trying to, you know, hear anything that my music or anything, you know what I mean? It's www.soundcloud.com/IGGY Williams, WILLIAMS. That's all my music y'all can find. And, y'all, I got my mixtape dropping here March 20th, my 20th mixtape coming here, man.
You gonna kill me.
Yeah. I'm gonna do something.
We got two songs together. I'm gonna put it out there. We got two songs together. They gonna be out there before that mixtape, though. Y'all heard that, though. Y'all know. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, man.
You know that it's good shit, man. You know what I'm saying?
Man.
I can't really tell them too much.
We should give them a little something. I'm saying.
Like, I mean, which one you wanna go ahead? Let me see.
We got the one John romance.
Yeah, this ain't romance. I'll give him a little bit. Can you go ahead and see the beginning?
All right, go. This ain't romance. This ain't romance. This ain't no romance, no romance. No romance,
Oh my God. I'm loving it. I'm kind of speechless right now. I'm like kind of dark. I got it. I don't want to give mine away. I ain't got no time to cuddle. I just came here for the trouble, solo looking for the. Solo wanted on the double. Come on, then want you bring that body in, then want you in it like the scissors, want you do it in the mirror. Cut it up, make a nigga want to fuck. Gotta let her know what's up for it, duh. I can't let you know that, though.
What?
Yeah.
Definitely
we got
gonna
some
be a banger
on that
though.
One.
Definitely gonna be
and
a banger.
And then the other one, like I love that one too. It made me sad. Both of them.
Wait. Which one? Which one are you talking about?
Because we gotta shake the ladies. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to tell them too much. You tell them. Talk to them.
Which one? Cause I searched for more too. We trying to get in.
Tell Did you?
Yeah.
Oh, that's what's up. Okay, okay, okay. I'm sorry, right? Like I said, I'm loaded right now. Please forgive me. I'm high as hell, bro.
Hey,
we having a long day up in here. All right, so just know, because that one with you and Nick Michelle, too, you and Nick Rochelle, I'm sorry, I'm tripping.
No,
that
would
go crazy, too. Yeah, I like that one, too. Now, you went in on that. Now, all these songs that you're talking about, No Strings Attached, because mm-hmm. those are the songs that we did together, too. You know what I'm saying? Just know we can't stay. I can't stay, right? This is what we're talking about. So what's up with you? Are you a player? It sound like all your songs sound like you're a player. What's
Nah, I ain't a player. I don't play.
Oh, I'm gonna put you on the spot. I'm sorry.
No, for real. Anybody who know me, pretty much, man, I ain't a player. It's just like, I'm a singer at heart, so I feel my music, and then of course I do rap a little bit, but I'm a singer at heart, and I feel my music more than anybody I know personally. You know what I'm saying? So it makes I come from anybody's point of view. I come from, you know, the chick that's getting played. I come from the player. I come from the bystander, the friend. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's just how I come at my music. It's just so different, so crazy. But now I ain't no player. I ain't no player for real though.
Yeah, cause I'm like, man, you cutting them off left and right. I'm like, every song is like, I can kick it with you a minute, but then I gotta go. I'm like, oh, okay. So what? So talk to him about what's next. How many hearts you breaking this summer?
Nah. So I mean, pretty much, you know what I'm saying. This is what I got going on. I'm in Florida now, and currently I just got here. Just took a long little road trip yesterday. I just got here, so Fort Walton Beach. I'm about to take a long tour here in Florida throughout Tallahassee, Tampa, Pensacola, Palatka, Opelika, Jacksonville, all everywhere. You know what I mean? Like in Florida, just because this is my 20th mixtape, I want to make sure that it gets the perfect, you know, publicity and, you know, the right attention. So,
did you say your 20th mixtape?
Yeah, yeah.
Are you serious?
Wow.
So serious.
That's why you
picked. Damn. You were putting in what? You only 12? How the hell are you? 20?
Hey, look, hey. 8 ain't number.
You working. Congratulations on that.
Man, that's what's
up. Yeah. 20 mixtapes. You are ambitious. That is what's up, man. So about our topic, seem like you would know a lot about this. About nymphos versus.
Oh my God. Oh.
Like the question is like, okay, so you have, if you're in a relationship with a nympho, right? You like to have sex all the time, and maybe you don't like to have sex as much. What do you think about that? What would you think? Are you on the nympho side or are you on the need some sleep side?
You know, I need to sleep ahead. Now, you know what? And I was listening to, you know what I'm saying, the show before when I was trying to get on or whatever, and I was agreeing and I was disagreeing with some things. But me, pretty much, I'm a smoker, you know what I'm saying, straight up high head, aka Togo.
For real.
Straight up, you know what I'm saying? Smoking all day, every day, right now, smoking right now. Like, but the main thing, you know what I'm saying, main thing is to me is just like, I'm a nympho, too. Like, I'm going to be real and be straight up. Because I like to fuck whenever I can, being straight up. Excuse the lingo. You know what I'm saying? Like, whenever I can. So, I guess I'm on the nympho side. But I can kind of see it from somebody who's not that. You know what I'm saying? Not a nympho who just be on something like, you know what? I just want to come home. I want to play Madden, kick back. You know what I'm saying? Smoke something and go to sleep. One of them type of days. You got to be understandable. So, I think I was with Callie Budd. When she said it got to be 50-50, so I'm with whoever said that. It got to be 50-50.
Yeah, that was
Dream.
Oh, sorry. I meant to.
Okay.
No, Callie Budd. Let me tell you what side Callie Budd on. Callie Budd is on that smoker side. I can tell you that. Every day, all day. That is a testament. All day. Absolute pothead. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
So we totally feel you on that. That's why as soon as you said it, She smiled big. You couldn't see her, but she smiled big because she feel you. Yeah, and I mean it's like, yeah. So that's the wife. You know what I mean? So
right,
we
right,
got
right.
both sides of the coin. So before
right.
you go, I want to know something. Okay, I want to know about your social networks, but I want to know how you smoking that good in Florida.
How am I smoking that good in Florida?
Like, I mean, why do you? It's not legal, is it? You said you ain't saying nothing. Look, you played the fifth on that.
Look, check it out. This
no,
because really,
I always like, wonder, like, I wonder
real.
If people out there smoke like we smoke.
Shit.
Okay. I'm sorry.
No, but I'm gonna say this right here. In Florida, is smoking legal or if it's not legal? I plead the fifth. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5,
Okay, because I'm just trying to figure out if they got some good. I didn't know if it was all, you know what I'm saying, like dirt or if it was good.
But
it seemed like y'all smoking good out that way.
Of course, always, every day. I got to.
Okay, that's what's up. Well, thank you, Sean, for calling. I'm sorry we went through all that, you know what I'm saying? So we just need your social networks. Let them get at you before we go. And your mixtape date again.
Yeah. Mixtape 2020. That's what it's entitled. My 20th mixtape. It drops March 20th. That is this month, the 20th. We officially have some, if I'm not right, we have 10 days left, or 10 or 11 days here. And I want everybody out to check it out. Again, that's my SoundCloud. I'm going to give y'all that. All my music is www.soundcloud.com/ Iggy Williams, that's IGGYWILLIAMS. And anybody want to try to get in contact with me on Facebook or any other type of network like that, the name is Sunshine, that's capital S-U-N, space S-H-I-I-N-E. That's my Facebook, guys, trying to get in contact with me personally. And I do want to make a couple of shout-outs, whatever, just shout-out to my homie, Velvet Sutt. She is featured on a mixtape on 2 incredible fucking song, straight up. One ready, the entitled next one. My next single about to drop here in the next couple of days is called Pac-Man. Y'all, man. Whew. When I say that, you know, my nigga went in, she went in. You know what I'm saying? I know she fam here to the damn family, so I doing a shout out.
Oh, yeah, that's
out.
My little sis. I say that on air. Damn, family got love for Tut, huh? We know.
Yeah.
We fuck with Tut the long way
yeah.
around here.
But I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like. One thing I do want to say, you know what I'm saying, make it real quick, is a lot of people don't realize, a lot of niggas don't know, there's so many selfish, money-hungry motherfuckers in this game that, me, especially me being an R&B singer, it's like when I come perform rappers and singers, they have a nasty-ass attitude, like they made it, and these niggas are still underground just like me, trying to make it to the next day, and they act, you know, funky and stank and shit like that. It's hard to come by people like, you know, my nigga Tut and Kush Kona, another feature on his mixtape. It's hard to come by, and even Nick Rochelle, come past these people that's good-hearted, and they want to build off each other. They're all about women and helping us each other and shit. So I do want to shout out them niggas, too, on the mixtape. I just want to, you know, say that right there because he's some real niggas. Y'all got to check out my nigga Velvet Tut, too. In case y'all don't know, I know y'all probably know already.
Oh, for sure. We got a few tracks. And we got
yeah,
more coming in the future, believe that. But thank you so much, Sunshine, man. And thank you for shouting out Belvy and having Belvy back and everybody else in this music thing that's doing their thing, hustling, man. Keep it real, because we keep it around this motherfucker. We down like 4 flat pies, you know what I'm saying? We keep it 100, man. So we appreciate you. Thank you so much for calling, man. And I'm happy. I'm happy you got through, Sunshine. And we'll holler.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, y'all.
Peace.
All right, y'all. Tonight's show was full of debauchery. That's tonight's word of the day. Debauch, to corrupt morally or to reduce the value, quality, or excellence of. Or, in a sexual way, it can be an orgy. So... hey, a debauchery. Tonight's quote, kinky is using a feather, perverted is using the whole chicken. Sex on the television can't hurt unless you fall off. And I once knew a woman who offered her honor, so I honored her offer, and all night long I was on and off her. Dr. J's quotes of the day.
That's what I'm saying. Dr. J always know how to do it. First she nasty as hell, and then she always bring it back with something to make us laugh, man. We all know that's the best prescription of them all, man. It's a little bit of laughter, man. R.I.P. to Robin Williams, man. But we think what?
What?
He
well,
said it.
Finished,
he said it in Patch. In Patch Williams, he said the shit, right?
His name was Patch Adams. Get on the radio.
Oh, right. Patch Adams. Y'all know what the fuck I mean, man. Y'all know what I mean. You know what we all did, Robin Williams and myself? We smoked a lot of fucking weed, man. R.I.P. to him once again. And you know what we like to smoke? I always like to get the best, the darkest, the hardest weed ever, man. You know what I'm smoking around? Some good old OG purple kush, man. It keeps me up and it keeps me laid back, man. So, if y'all got any strands for me or anybody on the crew that y'all want us to get on, hit us up on our Facebook, or you can hit us up on our personal Twitters. I'm at CaliBud3.
I'm at Dr. J Money.
I'm at Ann's Dream.
I'm at Solo Flows.
I'm at 220 Media.
And I'm at I Mean.
And you know what it is, man. Y'all can hit us up for anything, strands, topics, shout-outs, just love and support, man. We always here for y'all, man. We thank y'all, man. We reached 5,000 followers on Facebook, man, so we on to another page, man. Let's give a round of applause for our motherfucking self real quick, man. Hey, man, we love y'all damn fans, man. So we going on to another page, man. Keep following us. Keep supporting us, man. Keep hitting us up on Facebook, man. Y'all just go into that little bitty magnifying glass and type in, damn, this should be interesting, man. You're going to have a hell of a time being on that page, man. We got another one coming for you, man. We got a lot of shit coming. Thank y'all for calling in. We thank Sunshine for calling in, man, our highlighted artist. Make sure y'all look her up. Catch her music on SoundCloud.com/Iggy Williams, man. Make sure y'all go check out her mixtape this March 20th, man, 2020 mixtape, man. It's going to be great music. We got to support our LGBTQ artists, man, like we do. Make sure y'all do the same, man. Sunshine, she's everywhere on Facebook, social media. That's SUN SHIINE, Sunshine, man. We love you, man. We thank you for calling in, man. You always support it here on Damn This Should Be Interesting from the DTSBI family. We thank y'all for calling in. We love y'all. Appreciate y'all. Thank y'all for calling in once again on that.
Damn. This should be interesting.
Next week, Monday night, 7 p.m. So.
She texting, she sending me new pictures. Yeah. She say she got a girl, but she sick of being.